Hi, this is Lizzie Thompson. This morning, I took a stack of library books that I read to my 4-year-old last night and priced them, used, on Amazon. Then I added the library books that Harold and I are reading this week. $60.47 before shipping. Multiply by 52, and the library is saving my family $3,144.44 a year. Actually, it's way more, because I read a stack of books to Kate 7 days a week. So, the $132 that I will have to add to my property tax is a great bargain. I have spent that much on a restaurant dinner or a set of rain gear. And the return on my investment is incalculable. Not only will my family have unlimited access to a new library, we get to help provide that to all of our community. Who knows how it could enrich or change the life of someone? 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. are the peak hours for juvenile crime. Teens who have nowhere to go after school are 3 times more likely to drink, smoke, ditch school, and experiment with drugs and sex. Libraries help beat the stats by giving teens a safe, productive place to go after school. Our teen section is one short aisle, with a single spot to sit on the floor at the end of it. Petersburg's kids deserve better. As a child, I enjoyed the library, a great Parks and Rec program, parks with jungle gyms and slides. I never questioned who paid for these. Now I know, because I'm an adult, and it's my turn. I will proudly vote yes on October 4th for Prop 1, and I will happily write my check for the property taxes that make this the great community I love to live in. Thanks for listening. This is Lizzie Thompson.